Okay, everybody, gird your loins because it's time for Mr. Everything in our weekly chat. It's the Bob Ryan Report right here at 105.7 WRR. Good morning, Bobby, my boy. How you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Great, great. Okay, so we started off so good last night.
Wasn't that something? Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, wow. 5-0. 3 home runs. Look great. And then, ba-boom.
And they just don't count?
Nothing. Like it never existed. The game would have to have gone 5 full innings for it to count. Those statistics will not count. Those home runs are wiped out.
Oh, that's just awful.
Whose call is that, Bob?
Well, the way it works is that the decision to start a game in inclement weather circumstances is the home team itself, the home team management. Once it starts, once pitch one is thrown in the top of the first inning, it is then in the hands of the umpire, just a home plate umpire. And I don't know whether the crew chief, supersedes, but the umpire or it's the umpire from that on. From that point on, the management has no official call, although we know there would be an advisory capacity. Now, of course, they advise them of the weather circumstance and all that stuff, but that's how it works.
Okay.
Well, okay. Right. Okay. Well, it's no sense in crying over spilled.
Yeah, no. Alex Cora is upset, and I don't blame him. And it was obviously on its way to being a nice W, but they got a bonus. The Yankees lost, and so it wasn't a wasted evening.
Okay. Hey, now on our pitching staff, I know we missed out on the reliever, but we did pick up a starter, right?
Got a name, Nathan Eovaldi, who is a good power arm. He missed all of 2017 with the Tommy John surgery, but he has bounced back. I recommend writing in the Globe today. I have not seen the Herald yet. I'm sure they have a competent, a lot of analysis as well. But there's some really detailed stuff in there that makes it make you feel pretty good about getting this guy, that his arm is back. He throws hard. He's got good stuff. He's had some great excellent years in the majors, including a 14-3 year with the Yankees a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he bolsters them. And most importantly, he throws right-handed. They are too skewed to the left-handers. And if and when they get to the postseason, well, they'll be there. When they get to the postseason, and if they are playing the Yankees and the Astros, and then sooner or later they're going to play one of them, if not both, they will be facing a lot of excellent right-hand hitters, and it would be nice to have another right-hand arm, and now they have one.
Do we still need something in the bullpen,
yes,
though?
Boy, because Joe Kelly is sneaking up the joint, as we know. Fight Club Joe hit a real snag, and they need to replace or augment that. Yes, I think the deadline isn't until next midnight next Monday, and they're going to do something, I promise you.
Unfortunately, the guy who they should have had already went to the Yankees.
Right.
Well, yeah, they didn't have the wherewithal to get him. The Yankees had more prospects. But I'm very pleasantly surprised they were able to get Eovaldi for Jalen Beeks. Jalen Beeks remains to be seen how good a major leaguer he'll be. But that was a fair trade, and they didn't plunder. They still have some prospects if they need to use them.
Okay.
All right, we're back playing, some football's back in Foxborough, and your colleague Dan Fonsi tried to get Bill Belichick to answer the, $500,000 question.
And I thought conducted himself with legitimate dignity.
Yes, he did.
He was measured. He was not screaming and yelling. He was not being sarcastic. He was doing a due diligence on behalf of you and me, on behalf of all
that's
the fans,
right. Yeah.
Right. As well.
Yep. Everybody's asking this.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's asking it. I think with the column that he has written in the aftermath, I got a quote from, because this really is what... he said, Tommy Harper wanted to know, Jim Lonborg, Lenny Clark, Joe Aboud, Bobby Orr, Danny Ainge, Cam Neely, A-Rod, Bob Cousy, my mailman and physician, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. It's true. Everyone's asking the same questions.
Yes.
And Bill Belichick, I'm waiting for the day. Look, I blew my chance. I was there for the first, 14 years or 13 of his Red Sox, Patriots tenure, and I never did it either. And now we're 6 more years down the road. I'm waiting for the day someone at one of these press conferences says, you know what, Bill, it's getting old.
You're getting ridiculous because here's the thing.
People say, people don't like it because he's not nice to the media. No, that's not. No, it's condescending to you, to the fans.
Exactly.
That is the biggest. That is the most single, most perplexing and inexplicable act he's made in his entire professional life.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And it makes no sense. And he does owe people an explanation, given the way the game played out. Look, if he pulled it off and they won the game, then he could go, ha, 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 I know best. Well, they didn't win the game, and they didn't win the game because they gave up all those yards, and they never had a guy there that might have helped them get one more incomplete pass that might have saved the day. Anyway, it's Bill at his absolute worst, and I think I applaud Dan for trying to do it and doing it in the right way.
Yeah, well, I mean, really, for Belichick, a guy who hates distractions, doesn't this one question serve as a distraction for the beginning of this whole season?
Well, I guess he thinks that's a very good question, Brian. I guess he thinks he can handle it, though. Is he? You know, you're Bill Belichick. He's bulletproof down there. Let's face it. Although this is different year now. You know it. We talked about this already. This is going to be a very different year. It started off differently with Gronkowski and Brady absenting themselves from those practices as they have never done before, and all the guys that were let go, and it's the whole Garoppolo thing. It's a different feel down there. I still think they're going to win a division, but this is the beginning of the rest of our lives with them.
There you go.
It's not going to be we peaked. Okay, the experience of the wonders of the Patriots that we know has peaked, and it's going to be only downhill from here on to some point.
You're bringing me down, Bob.
Oh boy,
bringing me down. Okay, one more thing. So Sunday, I'm just minding my own business. My phone goes off, beep, 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 and I click it on, and it's after nine holes, the final round of the Open, Tiger Woods takes the lead.
Yep.
And I'm going, holy whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
And so did you have the same reaction?
It took 5 minutes for him to hand it back. Yes,
well, that's
of course.
True.
I was watching. I love the whole fact when six guys were tied for the lead, and then Tiger gets the lead. They hand it to him, and he immediately handed it back. And, you know, it's interesting. Now, it shows you how human. The way he got there was he made a hero shot out of the bunker, an incredible shot out of the bunker that got him a birdie. And so now when confronted with the need to salvage a hole the next time, he goes for the second hero shot, that he thought he could pull off again, that flop shot out of the up at the green. And as before he took it, the commentator said, "I don't think this is a good idea. He should be going to the left. I don't think this is a good idea." Well, guess what? He screwed up the shot.
It was not a good idea.
Went up with a double bogey, then bogey the next hole, and that was that. But yes, I absolutely. It was a must. You're going, holy bleep, he's actually in the lead.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Okay, well, Mr. Everything, thank you so much, and I assume that you're going to tell us you still have total confidence.
Bob Ryan, it's the Sports Reporters Podcast with my friends Mitch Albom and Mike Lubica. Tomorrow morning, it'll be airing, and they're all out there. That's that. I'll be on Around the Horn early next week.
Okay. By the way, Bob, one other thing. When you're not busy writing books, you should read the book. I just finished the book, the Tiger Woods book.
Oh, okay. Very good.
It's fabulous and fascinating, and it'll give you a whole new perspective to the guy.
I added to the stack of books. No, that one would put me 51 books behind, Lauren.
Okay. Okay, talk to you next time.
Okay,
there's the Bob Ryan Report, everybody.
Lauren and Wally.